You're listening to KGIW 94.5 FM. We are station for inspiration and information, and I have some special guests in the studio with me. Today, we have Zakiya Reed with us, all the way from Albany, Georgia. She is the program director for the Aspen Young Leaders Fellowship. If you have not heard about it, well, today you will. Hello, Zakiya. How are you today?
Hi. How are you, Sephora?
Doing good. Welcome to our studio.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate you coming all this way because of this Aspen Young Leaders Fellowship program. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I can. So the Aspen Institute is actually in D.C. I'm from Albany, Georgia, originally, but the Institute is housed in Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. Here to talk a little bit about the Aspen Young Leaders Fellowship, but just to tell you a bit about Aspen. Aspen has been a nonpartisan kind of hub and forum for values-based leadership and the exchange of ideas. So Aspen's been around doing leadership development work with adults for about 60 years, and we just started to really commit a full division to youth work.
And what is it that made you decide to bring the program to the Delta area?
Why the Delta? I knew that was going to be one of the questions. And I'll say this. So, like I said, Aspen's been doing work through the Aspen Global Leaders Network for about 60 years. And that is global kind of work that's happening across different countries, actually 50 different countries.
Wow.
That are leaders in different countries, a part of this Aspen Global Leaders Network. And what our CEO, Walter Isaacson, kind of found 2 years ago is that we're not doing enough work for youth. And we want to have the same type of network that we have globally for adults, for young people. Mm-hmm. After the riots that took place in St. Louis, he really kind of put a stake in the ground around working with youth and really understanding youth and bringing youth into this conversation to exchange ideas mm-hmm. around how to make this world a better place. Mm-hmm. So we are not only in the Delta. We know we want to have the voice here in the South. We're programming in St. Louis and also in Newark. Mm-hmm. So the reason we're in the Delta is because we want young leaders across this country mm-hmm. and also globally to really put their hands and heads together and hearts to make the world a better place.
Okay. So that gives us an idea of what your thinking behind the program is. Let's get into the nuts and bolts of the actual program. What is it? How does it work? Who are you targeting? All of that
good
stuff.
All right, great. So the Aspen Young Leaders Fellowship is a 15-month leadership development program for young people who are committed to making positive, sustainable change in their communities. We're looking for young people ages 16 to 20, high school students, college age students. Students don't have to be in school. So young people don't have to be in school, but they do have to have a commitment to lead and want to make a difference. There are two main components of our program. One is our leadership seminars that happen. There are 8 of those seminars that happen over the course of the 15 months. Mm-hmm. And then there's a social venture aspect to the program.
So let's say I'm listening on the radio, mm-hmm. I hear about the program. I'm between 16 and 20, not anymore, but let's say for the example, I'm listening and I hear it. Does that mean that I'm doing something here in the city, or does it mean that I'm going away somewhere? Like, what does that look like for me to be involved in the program?
Absolutely. Great. So this is a site-based program. So we are looking for people who want to make a difference here in the Delta. Mm-hmm. So when we're defining the Delta, it's because I know there are different definitions of the Delta. So for us, it's mm-hmm. between Cahoma County, Mississippi, and also Phillips County, Arkansas.
Okay.
And anyone in close proximity to either of those counties is welcome to apply to the program.
Okay. That sounds good. So basically I wouldn't have to really leave home.
No. So, but there are opportunities to go abroad, but you wouldn't have to leave home for the seminars. They would happen here. And even young people who are in college, we will pay for the selected fellows to come back from college to participate in the seminars.
Wow.
So you don't have to be a local college student or a local student.
Mm-hmm.
We will make sure that you're once selected, your hours, and we'll make sure that you're able to participate.
Okay, now that sounds really good. So can you tell us some of the things that you address? I kind of want to know, when you talk about leadership skills or good leadership skills, how would you, in your opinion, how would you define that? Like, how would you define, what does that look like?
Well, we actually, what we try to do is to make sure that our young people, and actually people who go through the Aspen leadership programs in general, really get an opportunity to grapple with the values-based issues and paradoxes that are present in leadership. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to tell people how to be a leader. Mm-hmm. We feel like everyone is a leader, and what they need to do is figure out how they can lead. Mm-hmm. So what we do is a number of readings, from reading a letter from a Birmingham jail to reading about Gandhi, to reading I Know Why the Caged Bird Sing, mm-hmm. and look at the leadership aspects and concepts that come up through those, and we discuss those issues as they come up in those texts. So everything for us, as I talked about the two components, the seminars have young people grapple with these issues of leadership and the paradox of leadership through the seminar piece, mm-hmm. all to have them kind of come to terms with who they are as a leader and how they want to lead within their community.
I see.
And so they get to see, wow, so while Gandhi was leading his people, there was also a challenge with how he was interacting and engaging with the people in South Africa. Mm-hmm. How do I feel about that? Mm-hmm. And so they could think, if I were in his shoes, what would I do? Would I behave in the same ways as Gandhi did? There were some paradoxes around Martin Luther King and how people saw him in one light, working to engage the community and fight for civil rights. But there were some also some personal battles that were present. So mm-hmm. we want to lay all of those out on the table, because as a leader, you are a full person.
Right.
And how are you going to engage in your life as a leader?
I see. When you have youth that are developing as good leaders, and every city wants to have good leadership, and sometimes that just means a generation being raised up, you know. Mm-hmm. And so is your hope that they impact the community that they currently live in, or is it, you know, for them to impact wherever they go?
I would say yes is a both and. I mean, the way we started thinking about the program early on was that we wanted to build local leaders and for them to stay. Mm-hmm. However, as we have met young people in our various programs, they feel that they want to go and broaden their horizon somewhere else and potentially bring it back. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is something that can't be taken away from you. So obviously what skills they develop, they can take with them. Our mm-hmm. hope is that they bring them back to their hometown in some way. We like to say that we want the young people to be of the community, even if they're not in the community.
I see. And is there a cost to be involved in the program?
There is no cost. Okay. It is free. Actually, we pay young people in the second summer to do a 7-week summer internship, mm-hmm. focused on a social venture that they want to employ to change the community. And mm-hmm. we pay them $300 a week to participate in the summer social venture project.
Wow. So is there an application process, or how do you get involved in the program?
There is. It's a short application. There are 3 questions and some demographic information that we want to capture from young folks. So one question we have for young people is, what have you already done in your community to turn your passions into action? Mm-hmm. So we want to know what you're doing already. Secondly, we want to know a personal story or anecdote around a challenge that you face that you've actually overcome or worked through. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, if there's another issue in the community that you haven't worked on, but you think is a gap or a miss within the community, what can you do? What steps would you take to actually address that mm-hmm. challenge?
It sounds like there's a lot of critical thinking involved in the program.
Tons. We want to turn the world upside down for young people, and we want them to engage in out-of-the-box innovative thinking about ways to change the community. Young mm-hmm. people are already doing that. I feel like this studio is one example. So we really want them to get outside of their comfort zone as much as possible throughout the program, because we know that's what it's going to take to shake up kind of the community and I think the world at large.
I see. So also, I know that within the program, I've been seeing things about entrepreneurship. Can you talk a little bit about that track?
Yes. So there are 8 seminar sessions. So through these seminar sessions, we're leading young people, kind of broadening their perspective and having them think about things in different ways. We've seen our young fellows in St. Louis really kind of shift their thinking. One thing they say after every session is, wow, I never thought about things that way. And that's really what we want young people walking away with. So that the program culminates in this 7-week summer internship where you're working either individually or with a small team mm-hmm. to create your own response to a community issue. So some of the challenges that young people are working on right now in our St. Louis and Newark groups are bail reform. Mm-hmm. One young lady is really passionate about making sure that there's a fund so that folks are not spending days in jail, months in jail, years in jail because they can't pay their bail. Mm-hmm. Another young woman in Newark is working on a college access program. Mm-hmm. She came from another country and no one ever talked to her about college. She wanted to go and had no idea how to get started. So she's doing college access work as a part of her social venture. We have a couple others in St. Louis who are working on police brutality responses to that and really looking at segregation practices and what they can do to kind of bust that system up a little bit. So, I mean, they're taking on some really hefty, hefty, hefty challenges. So it's the world is your oyster in terms of what challenges the young people want to address and start learning about and making responses to.
That sounds like a lot. So how long has this program been going on?
This is our first year. So we just did one full year with our Newark and St. Louis cohorts. And we're kind of new. This is our first rural area that we're kind of stepping into. So the social ventures are not done. So they're just in the beginning stages of kind of figuring out what they're going to be and starting to work on them. So we plan to be around from now on, but it's our first year.
So then you're kind of testing a little bit.
Lots of testing. If my boss is listening, she got it. We're testing. We're testing to see what works here, what works, and we're learning that what we need to be as an organization, because we are not local, we are a nationally based organization, we have to become embedded in the community so that we are able to, one, provide models for our young people, leaders that are already here in this area working on some of the challenges and issues that they want to work on, so that we want to tap them into the resources that are already present in the locale. But I think the other piece is that we're learning that each one of our sites is going to be different. So the challenges that are present in at the forefront in Newark are not the same ones that are going to be present in the Delta or in St. Louis. And so it's really important for us to be site-based and connected to what's happening in the community.
I see. Now, I noticed that you said that, you know, you have us, you have youth in the program that they have social issues that they kind of want to address. I have heard young people observe issues within this community. They observe issues. I've heard them talk about things that they wanted to do. What I find often is that after their idea or their vision, it stops right there. They don't know how to, how do I go about building this community center to help, you know, youth? How do I go about, you know, running for office? How do I go about doing that? You know, and so, you know, so the how-tos, the execution of their idea is what is what's missing.
So that is exactly what we do. So for the 7 week, when you get to the 7 week summer social venture project, we are walking along. You work with a coach who's assigned to you 10 hours a week to help you bring this idea into full action by the end of the 7 weeks, or at least know how you're going to prototype and pilot that program beyond the life of the actual fellowship. So there is an actual coach who's been trained at the Stanford Design School that will be working with you young people out there who are going to apply to bring this idea into life. So this is, we really plan to walk alongside them with each step of the way in the, developing the program.
That's good.
Or their project.
Now, when is the deadline to apply?
So if you go on our site, you'll see that the deadline is Sunday, February 11th. However, as a special Valentine's Day treat and surprise, we're going to extend the deadline to February 14th at 11:59 Central Time.
Okay. Okay. So then everyone has until 11:59 on February 14th to apply. So what if someone is wavering? They're not sure if they want to do it or not. They might want to check it out. What would you say to that person?
If you're thinking about it, you should definitely do it. You should definitely try out, put your application in, put your hat in the ring. It is a life-changing experience. I wish I had a young person here from our current cohorts to talk about how they didn't even know what they were signing up for, because it's kind of vague.
Yeah.
Leadership development. Develop a project. I understand. They have said they would never be thinking about the world in their lives and kind of where they are in their lives if they're not going through this program. They really feel like it's setting them apart and preparing them for conversations that they did not know they would be engaging in. And actually, I have a really great story. One of our fellows in Newark said, I didn't know I was a leader. One of my teachers came to me and said, hey, I think this would be a good opportunity for you. And she's like, well, I'm not really a leader. And she shared with our board that I didn't know I was a leader until I got into this program and sat around the table with 13 other people. And I realized I am a leader. And so for us to be able to have that type of impact on a young person who now is like, I'm going to medical school, I'm going to make a difference. And she didn't even think she was a leader before. And that's why I do this work, and that's why you should apply.
That's heavy. And that's really, really, really good. And because a lot of times we're our worst critic, we don't know what we're capable of. We don't know how creative we can be. We don't know how much of a critical thinker or a problem solver we can be. And a lot of times it's just because we weren't presented with the challenge or the charge to be more than what we are. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's amazing if someone really changes the way they see themselves and they walk away with more confidence saying, I can do something. That's amazing. That's priceless.
It is priceless. It really is priceless. And I want to just bring this home. Young people who are listening, 16 to 20, don't have to be in school. We're not looking for only the football captain or the valedictorian. If you don't see yourself as a leader, but this is of interest, definitely try to do it, because we're not asking for transcripts or letters of recommendation. Mm. It's what you put on the application and who you present yourself as during the interview. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I really love that. I really love that, because sometimes those that aren't, you know, strong academically or not, you know, having all of the accolades in the community get overlooked, but yet they have some amazing potential, you know.
And so that's who we want. That's exactly it. Who we want.
I love it. So what's the website?
The website is aylf.aspeninstitute.org.
Now, I'm going to turn the conversation a little bit to Patricia Ashanti. She is the executive director of Delta Circles, which is a nonprofit here. And the mission is to support families in ending poverty. So when the rubber meets the road, when we talk about that, that means that she is intricately involved in addressing mindsets, real issues, and looking for resources, education, and building trust and relationships with people to actually help them pull themselves out of poverty and to help address the poverty mindset, because it's more than just a circumstance. It is a form of thinking as well. And so she is all about helping people better themselves. And so she works with whole families, she works with parents, she works with kids. And so I just kind of wanted to talk to Patricia a little bit, as someone that is active in the community and connecting with people in the community. And she's been an advocate for getting the youth that she works with and the young people in this area to apply for the program. So Patricia, how are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Zipporah, how are you?
Doing good. I appreciate you taking time to come over and share with us. Tell me, what is it that you saw that was valuable in the program when you first heard about it?
Well, when I first heard about the program, I got it through Facebook. Someone just sent me a little link. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, my God, this would be awesome for the youth in the Helena area. And at that time, I thought I had missed the deadline date. So I contacted Zakiya's team, and they told me that we had some more time. The thing that first came to my mind when I saw the program were the youth that I've worked with last year in our Getting Ahead program. And they were the Youth Beacon of Hope with Veronica Speed. Beautiful girls. I believe we had about 8 or 9 girls in that group. Beautiful girls. Leaders, whether they know it or not, clearly leaders. And I knew that the raw leadership that I saw in them, if they were to connect with something like this program, there's no telling what could happen for them. So I was just so excited to have this opportunity brought to our community. I believe the people that we serve and Delta Circus, I believe they're all leaders. I believe the parents are leaders. I believe the youth that we work with are leaders. And again, oftentimes we don't get this type of opportunity, mm-hmm. where you have an institute that has been working with leadership for so many years to come right to our back door and say, hey, let me in. Let me give this to you. And so I just wanted to tell as many people as possible about it.
And you work with a lot of people, so you have been able to really see need. Like, you've been able to see the essence of need in our community. And so I always hear more than hope. I see action in the work that you're doing, and even being able to see people that you work with and how they have succeeded, and you're always looking for resources for people. So, you know, when you start talking about a program, it's like, oh, you know, let's look into that.
I know, and I start, you know, texting and sending emails and, you know, and just, again, I knew that by just seeing the flyer, you might say, well, that sounds interesting, but, you know, but if you get someone to say, really, hey, you really need to take a look at this, then more people are willing to at least go check out the website, you know, and that's exactly what I wanted to do.
And it really helped, because even when you sent the information to me, like, I had briefly saw it on Facebook and I didn't know what it was. So I looked at it and I was like, oh, okay. And I just kept moving. But then hearing from you email after email, this is, and I was like, I need to see what this is about, because of, you know, you pushing. And I just appreciate you really wanting to see people do better for themselves. And so we're here today in the studio because because of you. So what would you say to anyone that's tuning in? I know some people have been slow to really jump on board. What would you want to tell them?
I know sometimes it could be fearful to take advantage of something that you're not really sure what it's about. And I would just say, take that leap. You know, it's a blessing to be able to recognize a great opportunity when it's presented to you. Mm-hmm. This is a great opportunity. And I just hope that you can recognize that. And even if you don't know for certain what you're going to get out of it, just take my word for it that you'll be better off. And now, granted, I have not gone through the program. You know, so here I am excited about something because I know what leadership is. You know, I look at my life, I look at my children, who I'm constantly having that dialogue with them. I tell them all the time that they are leaders. They tell me now that they are leaders. And it's a challenge. When you are a leader, it's not an easy burden to bear. But in our communities, we have to have leaders.
Right.
And we have leaders. You know, we have our fire department, we got the police chief, we got the superintendent of we're going to have these people in our community no matter what. So why not have them better prepared to lead? Mm-hmm. So I would say, just take advantage, recognize the opportunity that has been put before you, and take advantage of it.
That's good. And you make a very good point, because every single program or every single institution that I've run up on where there were lots of flaws and issues, and I'll ask a lot of questions. Well, why is that? Why is that? And I keep asking why, and it ends up going right back to the leadership. And so I keep concluding, leadership is so important. And so, and I love the fact that Zakiya was saying, you know, with this, when you think about leadership, sometimes it's about developing the individual. I can't remember if we said that on air or off air. You want to say it again, just in case? It was on air.
So when at Aspen, when we think about developing leaders, we think about you developing your leadership for service. Mm-hmm. So not only for you to, we want you to develop as a leader for sure, 100%, mm-hmm. but it's also, how are you going to use that leadership to serve and empower and impact the community? Mm-hmm. So it's not just for your own good, right. for the good of all.
Right.
And so that's, I think, one message that I want people to take away from this is that leadership is to be given away and to be shared and mm-hmm. to be used as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not about me. It's not about, that's good. That's good. Now, real quickly, I just want to ask you about the advisory board. We had talked about that a little bit off air. Can you tell me what it is that you're trying to do with that?
Yes. Yeah, so since the Aspen Institute is based in Washington, D.C., and we are site-based here, we would love to have a group of committed adults who are helping us, young adults and adults, that will support us in making sure that our young people are having enriched experiences here,
mm-hmm.
so that if we need to tie them to certain experiences, networks within the Delta community, we want to be able to do that. And mm-hmm. we know that we can't come from the outside and know what those experiences should be. Mm-hmm. So we want an advisory board who will be used as our kind of sounding board and advise us on the best way to kind of develop the program here in the Delta.
Okay, so if someone is interested in that, what do they need to do?
If someone's interested in the advisory board, you can email me directly at zakiya.reed@aspeninstitute.org, and I'll spell my name.
Okay.
It's zakiya.reed@aspeninstitute.org, and I'll leave a card with you.
That sounds good. And Reed is R-E-I-D.
R-E-I-D.
Not R-E-E-D. Okay. Okay. Is there anything else that you feel like you may need from the community to help this effort be successful?
One last thing. I know we have a lot of asks, but we plan to over-deliver really, really strong leaders at the end of all of this, at the end of all these asks. We also are looking for moderators for our sessions. So the seminar sessions that I described, mm-hmm. we want local leadership there, one, to serve as a model for our young people, but also as a resource so that when we want to be tapped into the current events that are happening here in the Delta. Mm-hmm. And so the best way to do that is to have local moderators who know what's going on, so they can tie in kind of the Aspen traditional text to kind of what's happening here locally. Mm-hmm. So again, if you're interested in a moderator role, you can email me directly at zakiya.reed@aspeninstitute.org.
Okay. And real quickly, what does the moderator role look like?
So the moderators will meet with the young people, 8 times over the course of the 15 months. Mm-hmm. It is a 26-day commitment, mm-hmm. and there's a nice little stipend for moderators who are going to be working with our young people.
Okay, so they can contact you if they're interested in that.
Sure.
That sounds good. Is there anything else you would like to add?
I can't wait to read all these amazing applications that I'm going to receive between now and February 14th.
All right. Well, Zakiya, we really appreciate your time. And Patricia, we appreciate your time as well. And if you are interested, of course, you can get in touch with Zakiya Reed. And we hope that you check out the Aspen program. Give us the website one more time.
It is aylf.aspeninstitute.org.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate you so much. Keep your dial here on KJW 94.5 FM, where your station for inspiration and information.